when you look at Florida just in the last couple weeks, you know, even if you count Mississippi State, obviously a bye week, UCF, Tennessee, and Kentucky, I think one of the biggest things, or I guess a couple of the biggest things is, A, you know, the smoke, the questions on Billy Napier's status as head coach have been there. If you're on the internet, it's kind of hard to miss it. It's just the talking point amongst the fan base, et cetera, et cetera. The team still looks like it's playing very hard. You know, I think that one thing you typically or sometimes see, and when there's that uncertainty around the head coach, is sometimes you lose a couple games. Sometimes, you know, guys, you know, you opt out, maybe don't try as hard, pull back some. But I don't think that I've at least gotten that vibe from watching the team. They seem like they're really trying. I mean, you look at how they played in a hostile environment against Tennessee a couple weeks ago, and, you know, they're out there playing really hard. And I think another thing that you look to is in those struggles, the Miami game, the Texas A&M game, when you look back in hindsight, and even Tennessee, you know, still a highly ranked team, defense was really the struggle. They had struggled to stop teams, maybe not so much as Tennessee, but the defense coming out of that bye week in the UCF, Tennessee, and then in the Kentucky game this past weekend, defense is really playing a lot better. It's probably some of the best defenses that Florida fans have seen in probably the last couple of years. So it's certainly encouraging. You're going to need it, because while Florida has hit a little bit of a stride of, you know, winning some games, playing better, seeing some improvements here and there, certainly DJ Lagway is a player that's going to get a lot of people excited. The real test is coming up in these next couple weeks, because we've got a bye week this week. Schedule doesn't get any tougher after that. You've got Georgia on the road at Texas. LSU's not looking like that team that when they dropped that opening game against USC. Ole Miss has been a little up and down, but that's a team that can certainly score. Florida State's not looking like the team that a lot of people thought heading into the season, but this is a Florida team that in the last couple of years hasn't really played very well on the road. So I do think that while there's a lot of encouraging things to see, there are plenty of tests coming up in a really important year three to close out for Billy Napier.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, even the upcoming game, you know, after a bye week with Georgia, you know, I mean, they know Georgia. Georgia knows them. And you look at the Kentucky game, Kentucky only beat Georgia 13-12. So anything can happen in a game, especially when you have a rivalry game. And, you know, I try to tell people that this week when Miami plays Florida State. Listen, you know, I know it sounds like a cliche, but you could throw records out. These guys know each other. You know, Florida, Georgia kids know each other. A lot of kids played with and against each other. So anything can happen. Talk about that Kentucky-Florida game, because Florida got it done. Graham Mertz went out, obviously. That was and put DJ Lagway in a position where, as a true freshman, you know, he had to lead a team against a, you know, pretty good Kentucky team. But it was homecoming, didn't start till 8 o'clock. Everything seemed like it was playing in the favor of Florida. Talk about that game.
Yeah, I think anytime you have a young quarterback, freshman, redshirt freshman, what have you, it's one of those things. That, I mean, DJ Lagway is extremely talented. I think you've seen, anyone could see in any snaps he's taken, whether he's been you know, rotating in or if he's starting games, like the arm talent is there. And I think that you always pose some sort of challenge whenever you're playing a team with a defensive head coach like Mark Stoops. You know, Kentucky hasn't really gotten it done offensively this season, but their defense is still – Kentucky defense is still going to play really well. They play a lot of disguises, coverages. You may think you see something and snap the ball, and it's not that. And that's tough to put on the shoulders of a young freshman quarterback who's, you know, still kind of learning the ropes and still probably adjusting somewhat to the speed of the game. So I think that was impressive. Seeing that, but you know, for Florida's offense, just the long shots that you see DJ Lagway take, like that's just something that really haven't seen much in a Billy Napier offense. And I don't know if that's just maybe Graham Mertz, that's not really his bread and butter to take those long shots. He's more of a, you know, dink and dunk, you know, take what the defense gives you type of guy, where Lagway's going to try to stretch that thing out, you know, really try to take those shots, stretch the field, get downfield. So I think that was impressive. And again, just the defense for Florida. Really, I think it was, I don't remember which interception it was last weekend, but I know that in that Kentucky game, Florida matched their entire interception total from last season all the way through the entire season in that Kentucky game. So you're seeing the defense, you know, create the pressure, stop teams on three and out, turning the ball over in the secondary. So that's what you want to see. And I think even then, if you're talking about freshmen, like I did with DJ Lagway, I think Jaden Ball was probably one of the more impressive guys that I saw in that game. You know, a freshman that ties program record for touchdown rushing touchdowns in a game with five. Tied Trey Burton and I against Kentucky, I think in 2010, I think it was, and then Tim Tebow and I don't remember the year, but it was against South Carolina. So you know, you're seeing a lot of these young pieces for Florida. That you know, freshman, redshirt freshman, sophomore types. You're seeing those guys start to really get involved in the game. So I think that whenever you're running, you know, out there, I think this past weekend was the first time in program history Florida's ever had a freshman and running back, freshman starter in a game. So you're seeing a lot of youth, and you're seeing a lot of these guys really maybe exceed expectations. Sure, they're talented, but you just never really know how it's going to be when the bullets are flying in SEC games and college and whatever have you. So I think there are a lot of encouraging parts with the youth movement. You're seeing the defense play well, but again, you know, that schedule is not going to do them any favors these next couple of weeks. So it's good to have a bye week ahead of Georgia, get things, you know, health figured out. Get your, you know, kind of lick your wounds and be ready to game plan. You know, I was actually out there on Sunday waiting for official visitors to leave, and a lot of players were coming in for, I would assume, you know, treatments and stuff, getting meetings and whatever have you. And a lot of those guys are excited. You know, they're really ready to suit up and you know, take on Georgia. It's a big rivalry game. You know, that's Florida-Georgia. That's one of those games that you, if you're going to Florida, that's why you come, to play in those big types of games. So when you have a coach, like I said before, that's got that uncertainty, they're certainly playing for him, but it seems like these guys in general just want to play. They want to compete. They want to play in these games. So that's a good sign at this point in the season. These guys haven't quit. They're still fighting for each other, trying to, you know, improve where their coach is at. So it'll be interesting. I think that that's the big thing for me watching this season for Florida. You just see so many ups and downs. Sometimes it looks like you take a step forward and two steps back, or you're in neutral spinning your tires. So this season has definitely been interesting. And I think now where you look at these next couple games that are looking pretty tough, it's going to be interesting to see how things play out.
Yeah, no doubt. Blake Alderman joins us, part of the 247 network, Swamp 24/7. Let's revisit that with somebody like a DJ Lagway. He actually had an opportunity to play against Tennessee, which certainly, you know, in a hostile environment like that, always having great crowds, that had to grow him up pretty quickly. That, you know, there's very few places like Tennessee, LSU that, you know, are that crazy. And especially, you know, I mean, that Florida Tennessee game is always going to be a hot, you know, an amazing game. How much do you think he grew up from that Tennessee game? Forget about Kentucky, because he was home. But what about that Tennessee game? He came in there, you know, he probably never, I know that he's been playing on and off, but he probably never figured that he's the guy now. How much do you think that grew him up?
Well, you know, I think one thing to say about Lagway is that I do think I agree with you that a lot of things probably in that game, it's kind of throwing you in the fire. You know, you have to grow up quickly, but this is a guy that I do think is mature beyond his years. It's a guy that, you know, even talking to him at the Under Armour game before he ever even enrolled at Florida, this was a guy that was planning to prepare, to practice, do all these types of things like he was the starter. That's just his mindset, and that's the mindset you have to have in college. But I don't know that a lot of guys at that, you know, 17, 18, whatever your age, really think that way. So I think that that just shows where he's at from a maturity level. And I think that him being you know, an early enrollee, getting spring ball, getting fall camp, getting, you know, summer workouts, all that types of stuff, I think him having Graham Mertz, who's a guy that was, you know, near the end of his eligibility, has played a lot of college games, has prepared for a lot of college games, I think it was good for Lagway, who, as mature as he is, I think it was good to have someone who's got that experience of, you know, right, a role model, I guess, to see how you do things, not only just on the field or in practice, but off the field, in the film room, how you prepare, how you lead a team. So I think that that's one thing that you see about DJ. And even back in week two, whenever Florida was playing Samford and Mertz had that injury from the Miami game lingering that caused DJ to be the starter against Samford, I remember seeing the team warming up, and, you know, you come and you do a break at midfield or whatever, and it just looked like Lagway's over here, like, you know, talking to the teammates, really pumping them up. It seemed like a guy that he's polarizing. I don't really know how to explain it, but you just don't see that from a lot of young quarterbacks, the guy that can come in and really, you know, if he starts talking, guys listen. You know, guys support him on the team. Like, he's really well-liked. So I think there's a lot of things there. But for a guy that I do think that he did have to do some growing up against Tennessee, because that's a hostile environment. I think it was like 101 or 102, something like that. Announced fans are in that game. Like, I don't go to a lot of the away games, and I didn't go to that one. But even from watching it on TV, that game sounded loud, so I can only imagine what it was like there in person. I do think that DJ did have in that Tennessee game some moments where he did look like a freshman. I know, loud environment, you know, the headset equipment now that guys get certainly helps out a young quarterback a lot more than you had before that was a rule. But I've seen the speakers and little things they've shown of them on TV when they talk about it. Those speakers aren't very loud, and I doubt that thing probably sounded like a Walkman headset, like you know, and it, like quiet like that in that loud environment. So.
No doubt.
I thought DJ did look like a young guy, but the play that was near the end of the game, Florida's trailing, throws a touchdown at Shamir DK near the end of the game to tie it, send it to overtime. Like, that was just a crazy throw where you thought he was going to run it, and you see him just launch it, and the pass is, not only does he have a cannon arm, but tight spiral, that thing can fit inside of a window. Like, there's just so many throws where the guy makes where you're like, wow, like, he really did that. And, like, then you tell someone that maybe doesn't follow Florida or whatever, like, yeah, that's a freshman. Or, like, that's a freshman? Like, not only does, you know, 240-pound freshman doesn't look like a freshman, but he doesn't play like one either. So he's been really great to watch. But I do think that Tennessee game kind of put a little bit of hair on his chest, man. Like, that was a tough environment to play. So that'll be beneficial. With Graham Mertz having the injury ending his season for Florida, I think the best thing that Florida did was actually play DJ in some of these snaps, whether it was earlier
on. So he'd be ready.
He did get more snaps, right. I mean, he got drives to himself. So I think that was good kind of in hindsight now, of where now schedule is going to get harder. There's going to be some tough road games there, but you've got a guy that does have a little bit of experience and can sometimes just kind of make stuff up. And, you know, he looks like backyard football at some time, or stretching the field and throwing it up, just throwing a prayer, and it comes out looking good. So he's really impressive young guy for sure.
Good stuff. Blake, appreciate you joining us. Let everybody know how they can follow you this off week and next week. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stories, your social media and also the website.
Sure. Yeah. Swamp 24/7. It's Florida's 24/7 sports, Florida Gators 24/7 sports side of the network. My social Twitter is at Blake_Alderman. And with the bye week this week, I would assume there's going to be some recruiting stops out there. The staff's going to get on the road, check out some recruits, targets, commits, whatever have you, always evaluating the board. They've had a run of some decommitments here. Four-star defensive lineman Joseph Mbachu today. So they've got some spots that they need to fill. There's some guys that always kind of rise up the ranks, senior film. So it's going to be a busy week, at least for me this week with the bye week, and then next week with Georgia. So college football never sleeps, whether it's recruiting or it's season or whatever have you. So it's always a busy time, and it'll definitely be a busy time there.
Good stuff. Blake, I can't thank you enough. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks, see how things are going.
Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Good stuff. Blake Alderman, Swamp 247, brings an end to our first hour. Please don't go away. We have a lot more coming up in the next hour.